Okay, I've got 5:30, so I say let's go ahead and start. This is a called meeting, and there's not but very few items on the agenda. You should have gotten your updated agenda, and it's a called electronic meeting due to the COVID-19. We're still meeting on Zoom, so I'd like to call it to order. And real quickly, I'll do a roll call, so you can unmute. And we'll do a roll call. That way it'll help with the minutes. I have Jan Brooks present. Linda Powell?
Present.
Michael Overholt?
Present.
David Perriman?
Present.
Mickey Powers?
Present.
Okay, also I have Sandy Burchett?
Present.
Michael Short?
Present.
Dustin Morrow?
Present.
Amy Burchett?
Present.
Okay, Justin Norton, are you on? Okay, I don't see him on yet. And we have a representative from the Newport Plain Talk that has joined. So with that being the roll call of attendees, I'm going to flip around. Okay, Justin just sent a message that said, yes, he is on here, but he cannot get the audio. So I'm going to switch our camera around to show our flag so that we can do the Pledge of Allegiance. Real quickly, we'll just do it. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic, which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. I know that's a little awkward. I appreciate trying to do everything like we've had. And I'll get mine switched back over. It's a little challenging sometimes to try to do everything like we would. Okay, the first thing on the agenda would be approve the minutes from the April 20th, 2020 meeting. And that would be under a consent agenda. That's the only thing I have. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion.
Okay. I have a motion by Linda. Do I have a second?
Second. Mickey.
Second by Mickey. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Then moving on to the business agenda, we have the following to approve: the 2020-2021 Newport City School budget. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion.
I have Mickey with a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mike with a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, like sign? Okay, the next item is amendment to the 2019-2020 Newport School budget. And I'll preface this with you all have gotten this in a packet. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion.
Linda with a motion. Do I have a second?
I have a second.
David with a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, the third item is according to Tennessee Code annotated 49-5-710, teachers may transfer accumulated personal leave days for the school year into sick days.
Could I add a little to that? A couple of years ago, the school was trying to save money by letting the teachers turn their personal days over and get, they would get a bonus at the end of the year. And now we have, and because we could only carry over two of our five personal days. And so if you didn't take them, then you just lost them. But we found out now that you could turn all five of them over into sick days now. So that's what these two, items are. So we'd like to be able to turn all five of them over into sick days. We hadn't had that before. Now then on the other one, we would give a bonus. So we were talking about dropping that bonus since they are going to get credit for those sick personal days that they didn't use.
Correct. So, that's what the next item was.
So if you have any questions about that?
No.
Okay. No.
So the first item is, according to that Tennessee code annotated 49-5-710, teachers may transfer accumulated personal leave days. So that's any of the personal leave days they had not taken prior to March 13th. Was that the last day of school, correct?
Mm-hmm.
For the school year into sick days. So do I have a motion that's what we...
I make a motion we do that.
Okay, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mickey with a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, like sign? Okay. The next item is teachers will no longer receive an attendance bonus due to the unused personal days, missing less than 3 days or missing no days during the calendar school year. This can no longer be listed under the differentiated pay plan. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion.
Linda with a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mike with a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Like sign? Okay. The only other thing I was talking, and of course this is coming from the CDC, my other stuff that I do is through Smoky Mountain, but with the CDC and the governor opening up businesses and in a sense business as usual, I think we would be able to safely say that our administration and all could come in and start doing sort of a back to business as usual that we were having here. The people in the office, I mean, we've had quite a few here already with the food distribution and we're still doing that, but I think we have plenty enough room here to social distance by the CDC guidelines. And I wanted to ask the board, and I had sent out a text just asking you all what your thoughts were on that. And everybody that got back to me said that they thought that would be perfectly fine because of the ability to move around. I know Allison, she can close her door off from Dustin and Michael. And of course, they're not there until the afternoon anyway. They're out distributing food. Correct, guys? Give me a thumbs up. You all are doing that. And and I know Pam's been helping Sandy and them down there with that too. Barb, you know, Sandy can shut her door, or, you know, we can wear a mask, or you can wear whatever PPE you deem necessary. I mean, I know you guys have been wearing masks and gloves, handling stuff. I just think that with the end of the year coming up on us so quickly, we need to be ready to do for people that may be transferring out, people that are coming in wanting to get them registered for kindergarten. I think we have the opportunity to be able to follow the CDC guidelines with what we need.
Okay. So, I have a question. Go ahead, Dustin.
So, I mean, there was just my suggestion was going to be just let's just go back to business as usual with our administration, with our office personnel is what I'd like to see us do. I mean, I know we're not going to bring in the teachers, but the teachers will be needing, I know Sandy's needing them to do some moving, and they're going to be coming in and need to close up their rooms. And I still think we can do that safely by the CDC guidelines, as long as they don't all pile in here. I know first grade was working on handing out stuff what day was that, Mr. Michael?
That was 2 days ago.
Monday.
Yeah.
Tuesday. So Tuesday, we had first grade down at the playground right down from the gym and entrance, and we had seventh grade up here at the bell handing out. Drove through and told them I really did appreciate it. They had masks, whatever they felt like they needed to have. I think, I think that's got to be some kind of normalcy that we're going to have to get back to. I don't know what's down the pike for us in regards to when we start school back. Is everyone going to be required to wear a mask? I know that's what some countries are doing. I'm not sure what will follow here, but I think that's something we just need to sort of move towards. Dustin, you threw your hand up.
I was going to say, kindergarten registration is already scheduled for next week.
And okay.
From 9 to 1, it's going to be outside, though.
I had shared that on the interweb.
What we're going to do is we're going to come in. I'm going to rope it off by tomorrow and use cones and caution tape, and they're going to kind of come in, loop around towards the primary cafeteria, kind of on that sidewalk there, and kind of come back around to the clinic and back out. That way we keep people from having
to eat. A meal as they're doing that.
Yeah. Definitely get them. They'll get one whether they want it or not.
That's a great plan.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll have them and we'll have it, you know, separated. I've got signs and stuff that way. And, you know, Barb and Kathy are working on that. I'm going to help them with the safety and make sure people aren't crossing traffic and we don't have any issues with that first thing Monday. And then we've got eighth grade pass out Monday morning too.
Great.
Materials
pass out. I appreciate that.
Michael.
I know the board does.
I have a question for Sandy. Sandy, would there be a room that has a door? Justin has a concern about his, you know, pods being open. So is there a place that he could go and have a door to close
to do
his work?
He could go to the lounge that's right there close by if he wants to and work out of that lounge if he would like to. It's got a door on it.
Is that sufficient, Justin?
I don't know that his mic is working.
He's having
mic
some audio issues.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I think we could figure that out if he feels like he needs a door. But if he wears a mask and the room that he and Amy are in is a huge room, I don't think there'd be an issue of social distancing across that room. Just use this. I mean, they're going to use the same door in and out, but if I remember correctly, there's the big table, but Amy's desk is in one corner and his is over on the other side. I really don't think that would be a problem. I mean, I'm working in a big office that has three of us, but again, we're well more than 6 feet apart. But we don't have an individual door. My nurses are well 6 feet apart, but there's six of them in a large room. And I mean, we're following the CDC guidelines. We don't, you know, when people come in, we still would need to take their temperature, Sandy. Everybody would need to, to come in one door and do it in here where it's local, and register it. That's the other thing is you have to register it. So, you know, just make up a spreadsheet real quick. That's what we did.
We're doing that
through Friday.
It's coming in. We're taking their temps.
Right. Well, I knew that when I came to visit. But I mean, you know, like over on the other side.
We can do it up here.
Yes. And I mean, that's the CDC guidelines. And that's what everybody's going by.
Jen, one thing that, just a question. This is David. I've noticed a lot of the local businesses have all gone to the mask.
Mm-hmm.
Is that CDC recommendations, or is that a situation where the government's saying, you know, there's been a lot of, I guess, I don't knows in this situation, because some people are saying you don't need a mask, some people say you do. I just noticed that it becoming commonplace. You drive through the drive-thru at fast food and they got a mask on. And that's probably a good thing. And I'm not saying that I understand exactly what they should be doing there at the grammar school, but, you know, I think we should still push for as much as work at home as we can when employees can do that. If they can't do it from home, then they certainly need to be there. The reason I say that, because we're still in this, we don't know how fast and how quick this can move. And if one person is eliminated from the chain, that might mean the difference in the whole school. So, and it, just my opinion, if anybody can work from home and still do their job, I think the government's still wanting us to do that. And, as far as the mask go, yeah, I think it's a positive thing for everybody. You know, if we can get that culture started, even, you know, the meal distribution now process, you know, I fear for those employees and those people coming into contact with so many people each day that aren't wearing masks. It's still not real common in Cock County to see anybody with a mask on. And I'm just concerned that if we need to keep people at home a little while longer, and they can still do their job. That's the critical point here. That's just my opinion.
Dustin and I were supposed to meet today to discuss about, as a gift to all of the employees, I don't know if they'll appreciate this gift, but it'll be with something else too. Maybe buying masks that have our logo on it and has bamboo material inside too. You know, I know Jane yeah. has some and Christina has given us some, but we thought with the logo for those that when we do return, if they want to wear a mask, you know, they could have matching masks if they wanted to. I mean, it's just something we could.
Well, I just like a question for Mike here would be, you know, you guys are in a business there. Have you guys gone to wearing masks when you're dealing with the public?
Dustin and Michael and Clint, they transport the food out to the cars. Mm-hmm. So they wear gloves and masks. And Christina and I working in the concession stand, and we wear the gloves. And Donna Botch works with us too. And the ones that come to volunteer, I know like Sherry brought hers and some others bring masks. And we always take their temperature. And we kind of leave it up as optional. You know, some want to wear masks and gloves. Some don't. They all wear
gloves. I was curious
Sandy,
what
I think he was asking Michael.
To say about that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, our lobby is still closed until Monday. Masks are going to be optional for the employees on Monday. We did install some plexiglass to have a barrier. But when handling yes. any documents or money, we are wearing gloves. Just trying to take as much precaution. But I understand, I mean, you can telecommute some, but being in a retail setting, so to speak, we have to be here. So
I understand.
Yeah. I know going in some other establishments, they're like you're seeing masks and gloves. Had lunch at Janice's today, and all the waitresses had on gloves and masks that were – I didn't see the kitchen area, what they were doing, but bringing the food out, they were all, you know, wearing the masks.
Yes, I understand. We're kind of serving the public as a business. I wish somebody above us at the state level would say, hey, you guys need to be doing this. Leaving that optional is kind of putting a lot of pressure on people not to wear the mask. And yes, we all know that any mask is beneficial, at least from my understanding, from what I've been told. They started out telling us we didn't need to wear them because you weren't sick. Unless you were sick, you should wear them. And now they're saying, you know, everybody should wear them. So it's a tough call for you all at school there, but just a thought on how we should be preparing if we're going to have to go to mask, you know, should we go ahead and say, yeah, we need to have our mask on, we're dealing with the public. As a business,
I will tell you, as a business at Smoky Mountain, we are not wearing masks within our office building. We are coming in, we're taking our temperature, we're not congregating. We have had manager meetings using Zoom and calling in on a conference call line, but the ones in the corporate level, we were sitting 6 feet apart, but we were not wearing masks. We are, again, not congregating in the building. We're not, even our financial building is off to, you know, almost a separate building in itself. They're not coming over to us except for one person to do the mail back and forth. We're not running back and forth over there. We're meeting people at the door, handing stuff off, so that we're not actually cross-contaminating the buildings. But, you know, there are no masks being really worn within the building unless you are sick. Now, we have had somebody come in and they were sort of, it wasn't that they were sick, that we thought they had the COVID-19, but they had a little sinus issue with everything blooming, and they felt that people would feel safer with them if she wore a mask. So she wore a mask. Now our nurses even going into the homes are wearing just the folded, you know, surgical masks like Michael and then we've been wearing in the food distribution. And that's coming from our doctors. I mean, Smoky Mountain has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 physicians that actually work or contracted with us. And that one is being Dr. Ken Johnson. Dr. Johnson, Dr. Clark, Dr. Davidson, Dr. Morrison, they're on this at all the time. The CDC sending them numerous emails. And even our nurses that are going out have the option of wearing an N95 mask, which is almost a respirator mask, or they can wear a surgical mask and a face shield. And the face shield is just a clear shield. But they have like 4 different options that they can wear when they're seeing a patient. But that's up close and personal when you're seeing the patient. So, I mean, it was just a general consensus of I thought we would try to get back to what we needed to do, you know, from 8-3. Again, I guess that's from a board stand, that's Sandy's decision. If Sandy says that everybody needs to be here, then that's her decision. I just wanted to help her out with some feedback from the board to say at least, you know, our administrative team to come in and Allison to be here to pay her bills. And I know Sheila's been here to do stuff on the district side as well, but just to try to get back and finish up the year. Because we're here through the 28th. But again, you know, as a board, I say, Sandy, you got my support. I think you got the support of everybody else. So this is your decision. And if you decide that everybody needs to come on in and we can social distance and do what the CDC guidelines are, then your decision.
And if Justin is really concerned, Linda, we can try to find him a place, you know, like the lounge is close by there, or I know the playroom has a small down there.
Okay, thank you.
To be around people.
Go ahead.
All right. I got nothing else. Just real quick, what do you want to do about the May 18th meeting? Do you want it to be a Zoom meeting, or do you want it to be a meeting in here? We could alternate chairs so that we could have the social distancing. We could even alternate chairs out in the audience. I mean, we can set people as far back and far to the side as we need to. I'm good with coming here and doing another Zoom, but that is the last day, unless the governor extends that there will be electronic meetings allowed. So May 18th would be the last, and then starting in June, unless he extends that, we would be back business as usual. But if you want to do May 18th as the Zoom, that I'm open to whatever the general consensus of the 5 of us is. So, Linda?
I can do either.
That's not a vote.
No.
That's wishy-washy. Pick a fence.
If we're going to have the office staff come back in, then we should start too.
I agree.
If we do have it though, what about the auditorium? We could spread out a little bit more there.
We could do the auditorium, or we could do the playroom. I mean, if it's easier not to move everything over to the auditorium, but there would be chairs and stuff at the auditorium. And if people came, we could pick and choose and say, okay, you need to sit here, and then you need to sit the next row back on the opposite end.
The sound is better in the auditorium than probably okay. The playroom.
Okay. So then I say we move it to the auditorium, and that would make everybody more comfortable. Then we'll just go with the May meeting. Okay, Mike, are you okay with that?
Sure. Yeah, that's Mickey? Fine.
Yes.
David?
I'm with you guys.
Okay. I think David likes being on his porch. I'm just sorry. I had that beautiful of a view on the porch. I probably won't be there too, though.
I think it's cool. We're getting to use the technology. So either way is good. I think this is good for all of us to learn how to do this type of communicating. But I like the in-person. We can get a better feel for what everybody's really thinking and give us a chance to see each other. So auditorium sounds good to me.
Should we wear a mask in that meeting?
That's up to you.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, that would be your choice. If it would make you more comfortable and make Vicky more comfortable, then I say yes. And we can spread out even more. We don't have to sit elbow to elbow like we do around mm-hmm. this table. We could spread out. We could have two folding tables or two of those tables that Dustin uses for the meet and greet down here. The mm-hmm. when we have the community meet and greet, we could set up a couple of those and spread out, have a couple on the end and then three in the middle and be distanced and do a mask. That's fine.
Bring those masks that you gave us. We still have some left, Jan, and have them available.
Well, I could bring in, I mean, I don't care at all to bring in enough for the meeting for everybody. I think I would have enough. I think I could probably round up enough surgical masks. I mean, not the N95s, but I could probably round up some more, Sandy, if you don't. But I have a mask that I have worn out in John Q. Public because of being around Mom. I've not been within 10 feet of my mom since March 20th. So I even had to take her somewhere, and she got in the back seat, and I was in the front seat.
I just think it'd be a chance for us to show the public that we take it serious and that, you know, if one mask, wearing a mask for one meeting might help save somebody's life, you know, I wear the mask every time. So, I just think that's – we'll be setting a public presence by showing that we are, you know, doing all we can as a body to keep people safe. So, I'm for wearing the mask when we meet, just if nothing else, to show people we're taking it serious.
Okay. I will bring some if you don't have one. If you personally have one that somebody's made for you or whatever, I will bring some of the from Tima, the blue surgical mask that just the ear loops that I brought for Sandy.
Okay.
That'll make everybody more comfortable and take care of business.
Yeah, who knows what it's going to be like 18 days from now, but
if
things keep going, I think it'd be a good thing for us to do.
Okay. I agree. All right. Anything else, guys, board members? Anything else? All right. Can we have a motion to adjourn?
I have a motion to adjourn.
David makes the motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have Mike as a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. See y'all.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.